Welcome to A Week of It from KC News for Coast Access Radio. Kapiti Educator Honoured. Dr. Cherie Chu Fuluifaga has been made an Officer of the New Zealand Order of Merit as part of the New Year Honours for her services to education. Cherie, who lives in Waikanae, is a distinguished Pacific academic who has been contributing to tertiary education for 25 years, and in that time she has held various roles with Victoria University of Wellington. She started at the university in 2003 and developed the Pacific Education Leadership Cluster in 2005, with 5 students, and grew it to more than 200 students in 2020. She has also been instrumental in introducing a range of outreach activities, extending pastoral care into the wider Wellington region to encourage more Pacific and Maori students to enrol at the university. She has also designed cultural training and education programs for a wide range of professionals, including lawyers, judges, midwives, doctors, and teachers. Foxton Pools to open with a splash. A refreshed Foxton Pools will open with a blessing, ribbon-cutting ceremony and a community party on Tuesday, the 23rd of January. After the revamped facility opens its doors to the public for the first time, the community will have year-round use of the pools and will enjoy a new inbuilt spa pool, reception area, improved building and new ventilation systems. The opening of the upgraded facility will be celebrated with a party for the whole community, who are welcome between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Tuesday the 23rd of January to experience the new building with lots of free activities for the whole whānau. There will be a sausage sizzle, a photo booth, coffee and ice cream trucks and more to enjoy. Horowhenua Mayor Bernie Wandon says it's fitting to open the upgraded Foxton Pools with a party. He says there has been a lot of excitement and anticipation around the facility's redevelopment. Mayor Wandon sent thanks to everyone involved in the project, from members of the community who shared their thoughts about how the site should be developed to the contractors who completed the work. He says Foxton Pools is a venue that the whole community will be proud of, and it will set the scene for many happy memories for years to come. Woman lost, then found in Kapiti. This week, police called for help in finding a woman reported missing from her home in Paraparumu Beach, and 2 days later, police said they were pleased to report that the woman missing from her Paraparumu Beach residence had returned safe and well. Police say they are grateful for the public assistance. The 61-year-old, who has dementia, had been reported missing from her residence. Police focused their search on the Waikanae Beach and estuary area and asked for residents in those areas to check around their properties. Land Search and Rescue also assisted with the search, as well as a police drone. NZTA Waka Kotahi picks partners for O2NL work. The Otaki to North of Levin O2NL project has announced its preferred alliance partners to deliver the new highway and walking and cycling path. O2NL project partners New Zealand Transport Agency Waka Kotahi, Hapu of Ngāti Raukawa Ki Te Tonga and Mu'aupoko Tribal Authority have selected preferred tenderers with a view to forming 2 alliances to support the ongoing development and delivery of the highway project. NZTA Project Director Lonnie Dalzell says the O2NL project will be delivered using a 2 alliance approach. The 2 preferred tenderers are consortia made up of Downer, McConnell Dow, Becker and Tonkin and Taylor, and Fulton Hogan, HEB, WSP and Oricon. Mr. Dalzell says the new highway and shared user path will significantly improve safety and resilience for those living in and travelling through the area, and choosing preferred alliance partners is another key milestone towards beginning construction of the new highway in 2025. Hydrate your pets in the summer. Vets advise taking water with you when out walking your dog. Just one of the things that can help prevent heat-related health issues for pets. With temperatures hotting up, the summer heat can cause various problems for many pets. Vets advise avoid taking pets out for exercise during the hottest hours of the day and recommend doing it either early in the morning or later in the evening when the temperature is a little cooler. Watch out for the temperature on the footpath. If you can't hold your palm to the ground for longer than 10 seconds without feeling the burn, then it's too hot for your pet. Pets also need access to shade, and if they're outside, ensure they are able to get shade at all times of the day. Vets warn owners to keep an eye out for algae if they plan to take their dog swimming in the local river. Raikarangi Summer Fair. Spring fling was flung, but the summer fair is here. Raikarangi traditional spring fling in October was cancelled due to rain, but their Rikio Rangatans are back with heaps of family fun to be had at their Raikarangi Country Fair, being held on Sunday the 28th of January from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Raikarangi Hall. Pet parades, stalls, great food and music, gumboot throwing and sack races will all be part of this unique country experience right here in Kapiti's own backyard. That's it for another week from the team at A Week of It and KC News. Be safe, be happy and be kind. For more on these stories and many others, see www.kcnews.co.nz, the online newspaper for the Kapiti Coast and Hora Whenua.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.